And, well, it is a Friday, so it's about that time to catch up with one of our local vets. We've got Dr. Maya Yaffe here from Orange Vet Hospital. Dr. Yaffe, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
So tell me what we're talking about today. We're talking a little bit about coastal holidays. I'm sure people with the warmer weather would be keen to get out to the coast, right?
Absolutely. And it's also really important. A lot of people, I suppose, more commonly these days than previously, wanting to bring their furry friends along with them, especially dogs. And so there are a couple of things that it's just really important to be aware about before they head out there.
Okay. So it's a bit about planning, obviously.
Exactly right. Yep.
Okay. What are some of the things, because of course around here it's very different to the coast. So what are some of the things we need to be aware of?
Yeah. So I suppose here in Orange, we're pretty lucky to not have all of the same parasites that exist in the rest of New South Wales. Sort of main one that pops to mind being ticks. And paralysis, yeah. Ticks particularly. Mm. So they exist as you travel further east, and they can be really life-threatening. So what ticks do is essentially cause this ascending paralysis, and what's so dangerous about it is that it can cause respiratory distress and respiratory failure, which can be both life-threatening but also incredibly expensive to treat.
Yeah, and distressing as well.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And being from the coast myself, you know, I've seen how that affects animals. So dogs can go there, and it's very easy to forget to put your dog on prevention when you head out there, because it's not something that is such a problem in this area. They can bring them back. Not only that, I've actually heard of a couple of stories that happened in our clinic too, where an owner went out there and brought it back on their clothes or in their car.
Really?
And that actually then jumped onto the dog and caused a tick paralysis.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
It can be really dangerous.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, when you're preparing for a coastal holiday, thinking, all right, we've got the kids in the back, I've got the boogie boards, I've got the sunscreen, I've got the dog, I've got his bed, that's fine. Oh, what was I supposed to do about the ticks? So it's prevention, right?
Yes, exactly right. There are a few different products, so, you know, talking to your vet about the best one for your dog is what I'd recommend. But generally, it's a tablet or a spot on that you put on your dog. Either you can have it for your dog ongoing, because they cover both external parasites. So most of these products will do fleas, ticks, and mites.
Okay.
So it's definitely not the wrong thing by any means to have them sort of long term while they're living here as well. Or the other option is if your dog isn't on an external parasite prevention already, just chatting to your vet and maybe beginning it about a week before you go out, just to make sure that they are fully covered.
Okay, all right. So it sounds like it's very similar to like a worming tablet, right?
Yeah, and there are some products that sort of combine all in one. Others just do the external, and you can double it up with a wormer. So there's lots of things under the sun that they can use. But that's essentially it. It's very similar to worming.
Okay.
Worming as well.
Speaking of, I mean, are there, I don't know, worms that, like more worms on the coast or different types of worms that they can pick up?
Yeah, so we recommend that people should have their pets on wormers all the time. Mm. But the one that sort of jumps to mind when we're talking about coastal holidays specifically is heartworm. That's also one that, because of the climate in Orange, we're lucky that it doesn't support the full life cycle of heartworm. It gets a little bit too cold here for the most part. But pretty much as you start to travel, and this isn't just coastally, but even both east and west, out of this sort of central west area, heartworm does become more prevalent. It's still relatively low prevalence in New South Wales, but it's definitely still in existence. And another thing that is just important to be aware of. So we always recommend talk to your vet before you do any travel, just to make sure that your pets are nice and safe.
Sure, I have this memory of when I think of heartworm, of being in school in biology and just seeing this heart that had been cut open. It was like it was full of soba noodles. It just was absolutely feral. But
yeah.
I mean, what happens when heartworm is contracted? Is there anything we can notice in our dog to say, oh gosh, like this is a problem?
So sometimes it can be a subclinical infection, and sometimes you can get clinical signs, especially sort of they do actually migrate into the lungs as well, so you'll often see respiratory signs.
Right.
But often they'll be there and you won't see any signs at all. Now, the issue with that is that if you begin treating for heartworm and that sort of kills off all these worms, that can then cause secondary effects.
Oh.
So before you start treating for heartworm, if there's any risk that you've been in a heartworm area, we generally like to test for it first as well to make sure that there isn't any associated or added risk when we begin to treat for it.
Mm, okay. And as you say, prevention sounds like the way to go anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly right.
We're about 8 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Dr. Maya Yaffe is with us from Orange Vet Hospital. You're on ABC Central West. Of course, it's starting to get a bit warm. We're getting toward maybe planning for a holiday or two. And if you're heading to the coast, there's a few things you need to do on top of packing the sunscreen if you're planning on taking your furry friends. Now, speaking of course, we're not 20 minutes down the road when we're trying to get to the coast. It's often a few hours. So is there anything we can do to, I guess, help our pets get through the journey if they're not big on car travel?
Absolutely there is. So, you know, just like humans, Alex, dogs can get anxiety. And with certain activities, some are really, you know, fearful of storms. And some car travel will do the same thing. So there are absolutely medications that we can give both long-term, but even just for short-term travel that you can give a couple of hours before you go just to relax your pets a lot more than if they were to go without them, where they'd be highly strung, can make it both really stressful for the animal but also for the people in the car with them. And so definitely something that we also recommend. Just give us a ring. Let us know what your travel plans are and we'll definitely help you out both with parasite prevention as well as, you know, anti-anxiety medications just to make it that little bit more smooth and fun for everybody.
You mentioned just like humans, of course, dogs get anxiety, but luckily enough for humans, we can physically tell people, okay, I'm feeling anxious. How can you tell if your dog's anxious?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And sometimes the signs are really quite subtle. It's a little bit difficult to pick up on and I suppose easier when you know your animal in normal life.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they seem a lot more highly strung than normal, they'll do some things like panting or vocalizing more than they normally would rather than just sitting nice and relaxed in the car. They might do some things like lip licking or what we call whale eye, where they sort of show a little bit more of the whites on their eyes.
Yeah.
All of these kinds of things, pretty much if they're just not quite acting themselves. And often you can sort of get warnings when you're traveling to the vet or traveling to go for a walk that's half an hour away. If you're getting these signs that they're just not quite right, that could be a sign that they're getting a little bit of, you know, anxiety related to the car travel, and that if you're having to go on a longer journey, like 4 hours away, you know, to Sydney or somewhere coastal, it could be a really good idea to get them on some medications.
And as you said, it's always worth calling the vet and finding out, right?
Absolutely. And we can help you assess your animal and see what's right for them.
Dr. Yaffe, this has been great. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good on you. That's Maya Yaffe there from Orange Vet Hospital having a chat with us this morning. You are tuned into ABC Central West.